1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The check's in the mail. The Grand Valley Drainage District begins mailing refunds to residents and businesses who paid a fee later ruled an illegal tax. The district collected nearly $7 million in those fees and is repaying them with more than $2 million interest. The district tells the Daily Sentinel about 68% of the money is being paid back now, with the rest to be refunded over the next few years. Hanging Lakes' online reservation system is a success. More than 6,100 reservations made for the peak season since the system opened April 1st. Visit Glenwood Springs says the majority of reservations have come from the Front Range, with plenty of out-of-state visitors also reserving permits. Gas prices in Colorado have risen nearly a dime in the past week, now averaging $2.70 a gallon. GasBuddy.com surveys more than 2,100 stations across the state every day. It found prices 32.5 cents a gallon higher than just a month ago. A couple of Western Slope mayors are headed to Washington, D.C. for an Opportunity Zone roundtable and White House visit. Silt Mayor Keith Rickle and Montrose Mayor Dave Bowman attending the meeting Wednesday. The Opportunity Zone provide tax incentives for investing in areas bypassed by economic recovery. He gave his life for the community. Mesa County Sheriff's Deputy Derek Gear, remembered now with his name on the Grand Junction Post Office. Congress passed an act late last year. The plaque honoring the late deputy dedicated this past Friday. People who want to know more about spruce beetle and aspen decline can find out at a stakeholder meeting in Montrose tomorrow. Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forest staff and science team members will be on hand to talk about tree regeneration and a forest-wide project allowing commercial and non-commercial vegetation treatments. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.